Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In much of the country, there may not be enough energy to keep the lights on without interruption this summer. An assessment of the power grid's reliability points to possible energy shortages in the Midwest, California, and Texas as temperatures rise and people crank up their air conditioners. NPR's Laura Benshoff reports.
Most of the country west of Ohio could see blackouts this summer.
It's a pretty sobering report, and it's clear the risks are spreading.
That's John Mora with the North American Reliability Corporation, who says compared to years past, things do not look good. Let's start in the Midwest, where the picture looks the worst, especially in Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, and Michigan. The grid operator there may not have enough energy to meet normal summer peak demand, according to the organization's assessment. What is summer peak demand? Picture everyone running their AC full blast all at once. The report warns the region will operate with very little reserves, especially if temperatures are more extreme or there's a storm that causes outages. Todd Hillman, a VP with the Midwest Grid Operator, compares it to driving with just a little gas in your tank.
So if the car runs perfectly, you might be able to make it to the next exit, but we don't like to try and take those chances.
In the West, things look better, but not great. Drought has reduced the amount of hydropower available. That's an issue because hydro is a major source of renewable energy in the region. And in Texas, heat is already baking residents and pushing up energy demand. Brad Jones, interim CEO of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, tried to put residents at ease that they'll have power this summer.
Bottom line for each of you is that we feel very confident about this summer. Our reserves have gone up relative to last summer.
But heat and drought, both of which are exacerbated by climate change, still pose risks to the reliable flow of energy in the Lone Star State, according to the Grid Reliability Assessment. That's a fundamental change in how we think about our power, says Peter Larson, department head at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory.
Historically, power outages almost always occur at the distribution level, the local power line serving your neighborhood that get knocked over because of a windstorm hitting a tree that drops on the line.
Now, he says, Americans also have to worry about system-wide issues that could turn the lights, or the AC, off. Laura Benshoff, NPR News.